Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. We find in this world that when a person is told to do something that is right and leave out something that is wrong, especially when it comes to matters that are dealing with other people's rights, when we know that we have rights, huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, performing his salah. If he's told to perform salah, what should he do? Or he knows now this is the command of salah, what should he do? But that is something that is directly between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he falters in this, he has to make it up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the namaz that I didn't read. So he now makes qadha. He starts making tawbah for his past. So this is something that is still easy to repair, the relationship with him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you get another type of relationship, huququl ibad, the rights that people have over you. So now, this is something that is more difficult. Why it is more difficult? It's because people don't forgive so easily, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah ta'ala is very, very, very forgiving. Therefore we see Allah ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. Allah ta'ala is the most forgiving. So anyway, when it comes to rights of people, then very often you find that rights of people get trampled, especially people that are weaker than you. Women, people that are orphans, people that don't have that financial muscle, that financial strength. You find that those people that have got power, they've got the use and the employ of good attorneys, good advocates, even if they are on the wrong, they are able to continue whatever they are doing because of that power that they have. But when they will come, when Allah Ta'ala will make everything even, that person who thought he had power, he'll have no power. And the only power will be the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this is something we have to always keep in mind. So this new chapter that we are doing, Babu fi wujud al-inqiyadi li hukmi Allahi wa ma yaquluhu man du'iya ila dhalik wa umira bi ma'rufin wa nuhiya an munkarin. The chapter on the obligation of submitting to the order of Allah ta'ala and what is to be said by the one who is invited to that. That person now that is invited to submit, that this is the command of Allah, this is what you should be doing. Now what should be the response of that person? Should he use his muscle? Should he use his clout? Should he use his influence? Or should he just submit that this is what is the right thing for me to do? This is what I should be doing. Not that what happens today in the legal system. So the chapter goes on that the person who is invited to that, in other words, invited to be commanded to do good, and to be forbidden from evil, what should his response be? We find that in the legal system today, if a person has got a good attorney, he's got a good lawyer, something very simple, somebody, he's owing somebody 100,000, 200,000, or whatever it is, somebody bought goods, he bought goods from somebody, now he's owing the person, it's a straightforward thing. But the person is very shrewd with the law. Sometimes he can take up to 5 years, 6 years, 7 years to pay it, and legally he can just delay the whole process. Why? Because the system of justice moves very, very slowly. So something that was so straightforward, he'll pull it and he'll drag it and he'll make that person cry on the other side, must try and get attorneys, try and make letters of demands, and he'll try and delay it, and his attorney on this side knows how the legal system works, and it happens all the time that people now are oppressed because of the system. But one is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should a believer respond when it comes to the system of Allah, the laws of Allah Ta'ala? Does he do all these tricks or does he respond immediately? So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought some ayat. We just do these two ayat for today. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضِيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, by the oath of your Allah, by the oath of your sustainer, they cannot be believers until they make you a judge in the disputes that arise amongst them, and they do not find any dissatisfaction in their hearts for your decision, and they accept with total submission. So these, nobody can be a true believer until he makes what he makes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the judge. In other words, he makes deen, he makes shariat the judge. Shariat is the judge what I should be doing. I'm not going to take my cases unnecessarily. I'm not going to run to the courts. What Shariat wants me to do in a case like this, I'll do it. Doesn't matter. If I lose everything, let me lose everything. But I mustn't lose the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they accept, they don't have anything, no reservations in my heart. This is what Islam wants me to do. I'm happy to do it. I don't have any reservations in my heart. I'm happy to do what my Allah Ta'ala wants me to do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, when the believers are summoned to appear before Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that he may pass judgment between them, all they say is, we hear and we obey. They are the successful ones. But when they are told that there is a judgment to be passed, in other words, in the light of the Shariat, what they say is, sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Whatever is the ruling, whatever is the verdict, we are happy to accept. We are not interested in what we think is our rights, in what we think should be fair. Whatever Sharia is saying, that is what we are happy to go with. Look how beautiful, how easy it is. Otherwise the system becomes so complicated. There was once an incident, not too long ago. One person phoned, and he's telling me, please, I need you to come urgently, very, very urgently. I'm thinking, now what is so urgent? He said, no, you have to come right now. We are here at a certain address. It was the address of an attorney's office. So please, you must come right now. So anyway, to make him happy, I said, all right, looks like there's something serious. Let me go. And I went there to that attorney's office boardroom. They were sitting in the boardroom. Daughter is sitting on one side. Father is sitting on the other side. Attorney in the middle and few family people trying to bring upon a reconciliation from 1 o'clock in the morning. He's sitting in the attorney's office, very serious. What's happening is the daughter is, that morning, is going and lodging the papers to take the father to court. Wants to take the father to court for a simple matter. What the father did was, for tax purposes, he had transferred the shares in his company to his daughter's name so that he can try and save on taxes. To do some tax planning, he transferred the shares. And now the daughter is saying that the whole business and the whole company belongs to her. All the income and all the profits belong to her. He's trying to explain that I only did a transfer of shares in your name for tax purposes, but she was claiming everything and taking everything from the business. We got very heated. That's why they ended up at the attorney's office. They were very heated, the whole discussion and the approach. But the point I'm trying to make to you is that when Shariat is not in front, then everyone looks at the legal system, how we can go to court. And now she was streetwise, she knew how to go to court, how to take the matter and how to put the pressure. So the family was all parishan. What's going to happen to the name? A reputable family. And this is the way they are behaving. So therefore Sharia teaches us something very, very beautiful. They put Allah Ta'ala first. Put Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front. What Sharia is asking us to do, we do. Don't look at what the law, the legal technicalities, whose name the thing got registered in, whose name it is. In the law we can win the case. We can take everything. But in the law of Allah Ta'ala, how are we ever going to face Allah Ta'ala? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and recite Suratul Kaf. Encourage the family to recite Suratul Kaf. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.